I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. Lots to get to, Joe. I did yesterday something I've been talking about for months. I think I've only been putting it off for like 6 months. And I called the cable company.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I was ready. I said, okay, you know, I don't have to pick my son up from school because he didn't have school. Got a little bit of time here. Let's finally do it. Dialed in, took a few deep breaths, ready for the fight, ready to be on hold for 15 hours. And it was way quicker than I thought it would be. So I was on the phone with the cable company because we have new internet moving into the neighborhood.
That's right.
Which, you know, I've signed up for and said, now, ideally, though, I don't want to get the new internet. You know, there's nothing wrong with my internet except for it costs way too much money.
Okay.
And, you know, you get a new internet, then you have to have somebody install it and all this kind of stuff like that. It's a little more of a hassle. I would just like to be paying the lower rate and have nothing change.
Get the rate lowered without any movement.
That's ideal. So I call up the cable company. I said, look, I've signed up for the new one. I'm leaving unless you can do something for me here. Like, what's going on? All right, let me check on what promotions we have available for you. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, they bring me back. Oh, you can pay $100 for it. No. That's more than what I'm paying for internet.
They offered you more.
Yeah, I don't need any faster. Like, it's plenty fast. I can watch all the stuff. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I don't know what you think I'm doing here, but this is, I don't know how much faster you need the internet than what I have now, but apparently you can get twice as fast. And, you know, I'm not running 15 computers all streaming.
What kind of small business are you running out of that house, Brian?
I don't know. But it's like, no, I'm looking at the site right now. Like, here it is. This is exactly what I'm going to be signing up for, $50 a month. This internet's same speed as what I'd be. You give me that, I'll stay.
You came to the call prepared.
You have to.
Yeah,
it's, I mean,
very
you
nice.
You got to do it. Oh, that's only for new customers. Like, okay. But what if it wasn't? You know, what if you gave it to me? And then I'd still be a customer.
Right, because if you don't, I'm going to be a former customer.
Yeah. You could charge me $30 less a month, and you still make $50 off me instead of zero.
Yeah, I like that.
And you're just flipping a switch there, right? Like, I don't know. There's not much cost. Is there involved
they
in
just change what
turning the cable on for me?
They just change what they're pulling from your account.
Right. I said, oh, no, you can't. And I go, you sure? Because if I don't get this, I'm not going to be a customer anymore. So, like, yeah, I can't do it. I go, all right, well, see ya.
Wow.
it was not what I expected at all. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy. You would think with this moving in, because this is moving into your neighborhood, right, that they've been getting these calls and they would be prepared with some kind of deal.
You would think.
Wow.
I was like dumbfounded because I've done it in the past with no actual other option to go to, you know, threatening to cancel the service when I actually wasn't going to cancel the service because then I would just have no TV, no internet, no anything, be off the grid if I canceled the service. And, you know, I've got my bill lowered by half or more, you know, many other times. This time I actually am going to cancel it. They're like, oh, okay. So I don't know if that's like a boy who cried wolf situation or whatever, but I was dumbfounded yesterday.
And so you canceled?
Well, as soon as, you know, I will next week.
Yeah.
When they hook it up to the new thing.
That is really surprising. I thought you were going to tell me you got even less than the deal that they were giving for 12 months. We're going to give you this to stay with us.
Yeah, so did I.
Because I have a service that every 12 months I have to threaten to cancel. And let me tell you, Brian, I've done it now for like 5 years. And every time, okay, we'll give it to you for $8.95
a month. How many things do you do that with?
That's the one I've done it with. I know not to do it with my internet now.
Well, but I mean, you can, again, I've done it in the past. It's worked in the past. And the internet's like a big thing, but I'm talking about like things you don't really need in your house, subscription services, things like that. I let all of them run up now. Yeah. Where I'll go, especially if there's nothing, give like a streaming service. There's nothing it'll actually, you know, we're actually watching at the time. I just, you know, cancel or won't pay the bill or whatever. The one time they go like, hey, you're done? Like, yep. And then 5 days later, it's like, well, what about this?
Oh, yeah.
And you get that. I think it happened to a streaming service at the beginning of the year. It was one of the things I pay for online to read some articles, and they wanted $70 to up for the year. And then 2 days later, after I said, nah, I'm not paying it, I said I'm not paying it, immediately it was like, well, what about $40? Like, eh. Well, what about $1 a month? Okay, that's good.
I was going to say, there is a online publication. It's known for its sports. And I just didn't re-up it, right? And like you said, within a month, it said $1 a month. I go, yeah, okay, I'm back for 12. You got me.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. I can't remember what streaming service it was. The minute I pressed cancel, like I don't want it for the next month, they said, okay, what about $1.99 for the next 6 months? Yeah, all right, I'm sold. I'm back in. I think it was actually like one of those, I think it was like Stars, you know, the Stars app. Because Starz obviously has the channels, but now they're also a streaming service. And I was like, well, I've watched every movie I want to watch. What more do I need this for? And they said, do you really want to cancel or get the next 6 months for $2? And I don't mean $2 a month. I mean literally $2 for the next 6 months. I go, okay, yeah, why not? Why not have it?
On our text board, 803-0930 to reach us by giving us a call or a text message this morning, 803-0930, quite a few texts rolling in. Somebody said, you know, if you're talking about the cable company, they don't give longtime customers anything. I did get 100 more megabits, but everyone got that. You're like, I don't need a faster internet. Like, that's the one thing. Like, it's as fast as I can't imagine. And maybe this is like one of these things, you know, we'll look back and say, oh, you know, how naive I was back then. I can't imagine anything I'd be doing in the next 10 years where I need faster internet.
That's really funny they say that, because every time I go on the app to pay my bill, it has that blue banner. Hey, good news. We've upped your...
Yeah. I mean, like, I remember hooking a computer up to the phone line and letting it run overnight to download one song. Oh. So this internet's fast to me.
Hey, I remember not what was a step up. So after phone, it was like, what, DSL or something?
DSL, which is still available.
Okay. Well, there you go. And you would be able to schedule a download. So, hey, do this overnight when it seems to be a little faster. And you'd wake up and you'd have like 5 songs downloaded.
Yeah. DSL, though, just never really... I feel like that one never took off.
No.
Then you had the cable internet, which was fast.
Well, a lot of people, because a lot of people were already on the cable. Mm-hmm. My parents, I love my parents to death. Until I moved out, it seems, they were very behind on technology. We were like the last house in the neighborhood to have dial-up and then DSL. And then now they have the cable.
Somebody else chiming in, I did the same thing 2 years ago, said it's an introductory rate, it's going to go up after a year. And I said, well, that's still going to be cheaper than what you're charging now. And then ended up leaving. Someone else, same thing happened to my son, switched. And a couple weeks later, the original company called back and he got a lower rate. Here's the thing, though, like once I switch, I'm...
You don't want someone back in your house?
Yeah, I'm probably not switching back for... at least like a year.
Well, it's crazy the company would want to do that. Now you got to send someone back out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess they're already on the clock, but still.
I don't even know if you would have to send, you might have to send somebody back out. Like, I think you literally
flip the switch. They would send you the, hey, here's your box back.
When I got like a big speed upgrade, the last time I had a noticeable speed upgrade, it literally happened like that. And I was on the phone with somebody. Okay, there you go.
That's a good point.
Like, wait a second. If this is that easy, why am I paying?
Yeah.
Like, so much money for this.
I forgot another one, Brian. Another one that they offered me a lower price. The problem is I had already joined. Remember we had the whole discussion about me canceling the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, just got to walk in and do it. And I had already, you know, joined the other gym. I walk in, they offered me, oh, we'll lower it for $10 a month for the next year. I'm like, oh, I've already kind of join the other gym.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No.
This would have been a good idea.
See ya. For the person and a couple people now have said that they just don't do anything for return or long-time customers. They don't give long-time customers anything. It's like, I get that, but I always used to think they do. You just have to fight for it a little bit.
Yeah, what happened?
This is my first time ever going through that process and not coming out at the end of it with any deal. They just said, all right, see ya.
Well, it just shows it's empty words. Because anytime I call a company like that, it says, hey, thank you for being a subscriber for 5 years. How can we help you? Well, are you really thankful?
Yeah. Let's see.
It seems like you want the person who hasn't been a subscriber for 5 years.
Let's put that to the test.
Exactly.
What do you got for me? Netflix raising prices. We just saw that.
Yeah. Just getting used to ads on Netflix.
Yeah. The ad support is now what it used to be for Netflix. There's a $25 option. It's the premium. What are these prices?
That's for password sharers. Because, you know, now.
Is that what it is? So I was going to ask. So there's now the Netflix standard plan is going up by $250 from $15.49 to $17.99 a month. And premium is going up to $25 a month, which is up an extra $2. And that's what that is. Premium is just you can share your password with people?
Yeah, I mean, there's a cutoff there because then it gets to the point where you have to pay $7 for every extra member. So they're kind of just like trying to reason, like, okay, you know, we'll give you this. Premium is 4 supported devices at a time and 2 extra members who don't live with you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you can only split it 3 ways, really.
Yeah.
In 3 different houses.
I mean, they're making it like, okay, 4K also on the premium, but I'm not paying $10 for premium. But yeah, I mean, because now if you get the supported, if I gave you my password, you couldn't go home and watch it because it's already on mm-hmm. my TV. I would literally have to delete it from my TV. You do get like a guest pass for like if you're they'd still do that if you're traveling, but that shuts off very quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we're paying for it for an extra little bit. But I'll be saving money on my internet bill.
Do you go ad-supported on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife got Netflix. I said, yeah, whatever, just get the cheapest. We didn't have it for a while. She wanted to watch some...
Seinfeld?
Some show.
Oh.
Yeah, it probably was. I guarantee it was not Seinfeld. Something. And it was like, all right, yeah, whatever. We'll get that and share it amongst everybody else. Like, that's the thing, is you got to find somebody who has something, see what you can share.
Yep.
You know, flip-flop. We do that with... just about everything out there. It's not the only, you know, budget related issue that I was looking at yesterday, Joe. And of course, the governor was out with her budget, $252 billion, a quarter of a $1 trillion budget. And I mean, that's as high as it's ever been. What did it get to before? It was what was last year? It's about
227.
I have 233, 227, wow. 227 for 2024's fiscal year, 233 last year. It's climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed over the last 4 years. Incredible. But $252 billion. And, you know, the money's going to a lot of different places. Well, again, it's just proposed, so... technically not going anywhere just yet until everything's sorted out in Albany. But the one thing that caught a lot of eyebrows, if you were listening to us here in the morning, you heard about it, cell phones in schools.
Yeah.
It was been talked about for many, many months now, seemed to be gaining a lot of momentum. I think it's gaining a lot of momentum around the country as, you know, people are finally kind of coming to grips with what the phone in school is doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, how many teachers saying, like, it's just an insane distraction, and it's not just, like, kids texting during the class period, but it's a distraction if you're thinking about checking your phone the second the bell goes off, you're thinking about that, you're not paying attention in class. It has, like, a bigger impact than a lot of people thought of. So, look, I'm for this. I think it's a great idea. And the governor said yesterday, bell to bell, no phones in schools. What I don't understand is why telling schools no phones allowed, bell to bell, cost $13.5 million.
Yes, I would like to see the list of what's being purchased with that. Is it just getting the message out?
I think you did it without spending anything.
Yeah.
I helped.
There are free ways to do things.
That was the sound I made. It was like a cartoon guy. $13.5 million to implement a cell phone ban in schools.
So this doesn't mean those bags that Mark Laurie was just talking about, those pouches?
So I guess that's the idea, is that everybody's now going to, because it's New York State, we can't just do something. We have to do something in the most expensive way possible. It's the government you're talking about. So that's the way that we're going to do it. $13.5 million. We were talking earlier this morning with Jack O'Donnell, O'Donnell and Associates, Albany insider. He knows what's going on. And he said, you know, before I brought it up to him, which I was going to, and he said on that issue that $13.5 million, it's probably going to cost more when it's implemented. To which I replied, hang on, how does this cost more when I don't understand why it costs anything at all? When really all this is saying is kids don't use your phones in school.
Yeah, exactly.
We talked with Mark Laurie. He mentioned those Yonder pouches that you just mentioned, because that will, you know, kids will come into school and they'll put their phone in the pouch and it will lock them up throughout the day so that the kids can't use it. And, you know, I'm hearing, he's not the only one I've heard talk about, well, that's how schools will do this. And I'm thinking, you know, man, if only the schools already had something where the kids could take something valuable and lock it up during the course of the school day, like some sort of locker. A locker. That's
a locker.
What? Yeah. Wait, hang on a second. Did they get rid of lockers in the last 10 years since I've been in school?
I don't think so.
The kids still have lockers? I mean, my son is 4, he has a locker. Don't ask me why, but it's there. What's wrong with that? What do we do? And then if you catch somebody, you can buy like 2 of the pouches. And if you catch somebody who...
It goes in the pouch.
Yeah.
For the night.
Am I missing something here?
No, I do like that better because it's... I mean, the message needs to be parents and kids, no phones, bell to bell. All right? So mom and dad... You don't have to check in on little, you know, there was a time where you didn't have to check on your kid every 45 minutes. Let them learn. The phone will be in their locker and then they can talk to you after school. That's the message that needs to go out. No TikToks in the bathroom.
Makes sense to me.
I like it. We should be governor.
Yeah, I think we could get this done for like $5.
I like that. Yeah.
Put us in charge. What do you think about the idea? And then... $13 million. $13.5 million is what I saw.
It's going to lose me some business. I'll tell you that.
Delivered to a lot of kids.
You would be surprised, Brian. The amount. Oh, just leave it in the, you know, in the lobby, because obviously you can't go into the school, and it's a student coming out to pick up their food at lunchtime.
Unbelievable. But over $13 million to help schools implement a phone ban. Why the money? What do you think about the ban? That and much more coming up. BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. We're talking about in the last segment, a cell phone ban in schools. The governor officially making that proposal yesterday.
Yeah, you know, my mic's not on. Sorry about that. You know, and I think this goes further because, you know, in school, kids are now apparently used to having their phone on them. And then what happens? Okay, maybe you go somewhere to pick up an order, to pick up some food for dinner, and you see the people behind the counter, they're on their phone. Maybe this will change the way the phone is. You know, it'll take a few years, but if you're not used to always having that there, then maybe people will actually go to work and not also be glued to their phone.
Behind the counter.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
And in front of the counter.
That's true. That's true. Because you've seen it both ways. Sir, would you like to order? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's like terrible each way. Nobody's comfortable just hanging out anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Hanging out's great.
Do it all the time. Yeah. Go somewhere, just hang out. Enjoy yourself. 803-0930. Let us know what you think about the band. And, I mean, the thing that I saw this yesterday was kind of expecting it the way things have been going, and I am in favor. I'm in support of it. And then I saw, I was just like kind of shocked. It'll cost $13.5 million to implement. That's why it's in the state budget. Now, $13.5 million in the $252 billion state budget, it's actually not that much.
You gotta start cutting somewhere.
But I thought it might cost, you know, $0.
Yeah.
Just to
word of mouth
tell schools, hey, state law, not allowed. Bell to bell, no cell phones in schools.
Yeah, sign it into law.
What could cost so much money? 803-0930. You can let us know on our text board. I had a couple people chime in on this. Somebody is saying $13 million to figure out how to stop cell phone use. Here, how about a cell phone jammer? You know, a lot of people have said that. That's, you don't want to do that, though, right? Because you don't want all cell phones not to work in schools.
Yeah, that's 100%.
But, you know, Mark Lurie was saying, you know, oh, parents are concerned about reaching their kids or safety or something like that, you know, as if we didn't have 180 other phones, you know, hanging around on the school. I still think you probably do want the principal or whoever else or some administrators to have a working phone, usable phone.
But I know we've said this before. This was, I mean, parents, you know, most parents that have kids in middle or high school are at least our age, if not older. They remember a time when you were a kid in school. Not only were there no cell phones, I remember being in school before each classroom had a phone.
Yeah.
And the only way to talk to someone was the teacher pressing the button on the wall that would go to the office secretary. I'm sending Joe Beamer down to talk with the principal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and we were fine. Like, there's always been a way to contact somebody. It does not have to be in your pocket.
I say that when I go to you know, one of these concerts or something like that doesn't allow a cell phone in. It's like, hey, tell my wife, this is where I'll be if you need me. Call Art Park.
That's how it used to be.
Whoever.
That's how it used to be. Hey, this is the restaurant we'll be at.
Yeah, give them a ring. You know, we'll figure something out. On a couple other people chiming in, somebody texting in, my husband's work is banning phones, as it should be. It's a food plant, and phones are dirty.
Yeah.
Grown adults are getting written up. If you're on your phone, you're not working, you're stealing time, you're forcing coworkers to work harder to pick up your slack. I'm interested to know, is your husband's job, like, is he a shift foreman or something like that? Or is he actually hired to stop people from being on their phones? Because that would explain why we have to spend $13.5 million now to go to all these schools. You know, someone said, just do, you know, save $13 million and model the no smoking rules, public awareness, signage, and consequences. Like, that stuff does cost money if you are going to put up signs and do that kind of stuff. And signs are expensive. So, you know, there you could do it. I would like to think you could just say,
No phones,
save the money.
Yeah, and this goes for teachers too, even though they can have their phone on them. No phone in the classroom. Put that phone on the desk.
As a couple people on the text board said, someone saying, look at the people who play on their phones while driving. Somebody else, it starts with the parents. You know, how do you tell people to stop using phones or tell kids to stop using phones when the adults are on them all the time? You know what? That's very good point. You have to model the behavior if you want it to go away.
Yeah, when you're home with your kid, you know.
And I do think this is the adults. This is an adult problem and it has to be an adult-led solution. The phones in schools. Like, I am not going to blame a kid for finding whatever's in their cell phone more interesting than whatever's going on in the classroom.
Yes.
Right? Like, yeah. That, of course.
Yeah.
Of course that would happen.
I thought the games on my TI-83 were more interesting, and there were no graphics.
There was a reason why, you know, in the computer lab, if you had a class that, you know, where everyone had a computer was sitting in front of, there's a reason why everything on the internet was blocked. Like, there was nothing on those computers because they were such a distraction to whatever else was going on in the classroom. Like, I don't blame the kids whatsoever. It's the parent who gets the kid the phone in the first place with all, and, you know, it's not just any phone. You know, oh, well, it's for texting me and, you know, doing that kind of stuff. No, it's not. Yeah, no. You got him an iPhone. That's, I mean, if you wanted to just text and make phone calls, there's phones that have been around for forever for that. It's the parent who gives them the phone in the first place. It's the parent who says, no, I need to talk to Susie when she's in the classroom and, you know, I need them to have it on and doesn't say anything about, this is not,
I got
to me, the kids, like, so much we blame on, oh, you know, this generation, they're not paying attention, this, right? Like, everyone gets a trophy, who's giving the trophy?
That's right.
You got to ask the question. And I think this follows exactly that.
Remember Candy Stand? That was my website of choice when I was in.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, Brian. It was a website full of, looking back on it, really lame games. But to your point, it was more fun than whatever the hell was going on in class. Like little putt-putt games. There's a Wayne Gretzky slap shot game. Oh, good times.
It's pretty cool.
CandyStand.com. I just looked it up. They've taken it off. But it was, oh yeah, that was where middle school and high school Joe Beamer would go to play games and ignore class.
I did all my reading. And I mean, I would, back when music magazines wrote about music, you know, I'd be on the Spin website, the Rolling Stone website, the Sailor Jerry website, the, you know, everything. I'd just be, that's where I would learn about it. I'd take notes, not on the class, but on the bands that they'd write up, and then I'd go home and somewhat legally download. Was it legal in some way? I mean, I wasn't hosting the file, so I'd go home and get all that music.
It wasn't technically illegal until they said it was illegal.
It's illegal to share it, right? Was it illegal to download it?
It's a great question for an attorney.
It seems like a legal gray area to me. I'm not an attorney, though, but there you go. I love the text of have parents participate in classes on how to deal with their kids and cell usage. I like that idea, but I also like the idea of having a parent go into a classroom and try and, like, teach along with the teacher while all the kids are distracted by their cell phones and see why this is becoming an issue. Right? I think that could work too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, take a day off of your job and come see what it's like to do my job.
And somebody else loves Candy Stand with you, Joe. I don't remember for whatever reason.
I thought it was really popular, but maybe it was just me because I did anything but the actual schoolwork. And like I said, looking back, Brian, they were like just awful games. But at the time, you know, new graphics were coming out every day. It was pretty fun. I loved the Lifesaver bowling game because it was candy stands. It was all, every game was sponsored by a candy. That was the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I all those were blocked.
Yeah, I think eventually they got blocked, but beforewards, I had a lot of fun.
And social media was blocked after it only took like a year. You couldn't get on MySpace in the school computer lab. Any of the game sites blocked.
Yeah.
Couldn't do anything like that. Most of the internet was blocked.
Back my senior year of high school, you could watch March Madness on the website. And it was like the first time that all the games were open to everybody before they went to TBS. And that website was blocked at Amherst, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned like the phones. All right. Then it carries from the classroom to like the workplace. Like, do workplaces still have these? You know, we talk so much about in the classroom when we were in school, like, you just weren't allowed to use your phone in school.
No.
And if they saw you on a phone, they would take it away.
Yeah. Come on, I'm trying
to me, it's always been that simple.
I'm trying to win Snake.
Yeah. But it's always been that simple. But I'm wondering, it's not just phones. It's, you mentioned, you know, behind the counter, you're going to pick up food or whatever. And I'm thinking back to my jobs that we had. You couldn't use your phone at work.
No, not at all.
It wasn't allowed. And if you did, it was either one during your break or you'd have to, it would have to be a totally dead time and you'd go to the area where you knew there wasn't a camera.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And you'd have to like sneak
the bathroom.
It in and like there'd have to be no manager, no camera, no customers to take care of. And like that's the one time you can get 5 seconds to check a message
yep.
to see what was going on after you got out of work.
That's right.
Like that. That was phone usage of work. Now I'm wondering, like, is it the same thing? And can, if it is the same at work, which I'd imagine it is, like, I can't fathom, you know, you go into work, at, we were talking to the pizza places earlier about, you know, what are they doing if the Bills make the Super Bowl? I can't imagine you working there and the boss being like, yeah, phones, like, whatever. Like, I would still think that if you see somebody standing there texting and not cleaning, because that was the thing. If there's nothing to do, you can always clean.
Yes.
That was always the message, yep. no matter where I worked. There's nothing to do, something can always be cleaned. And like, that's what you had to do. I can't see that changing now, or has it?
No, I can't imagine. Like I said, I mean, you see the counter people when you walk into a business, but thinking of my time in the pizza. Now, again, as soon as I turned 18, they kicked me out of that pizza kitchen and put me on driving. But I can't see where now, anything's changed that you should be on your phone. You have gloves on. And like you said, oh, there's no pizzas. You can grease the pizza tins for the next orders. Mm-hmm. You can clean the walls. You can clean the floors. Like there's always something to do. I can't imagine that. They've just forgiven that now.
Any of those jobs I've worked in anywhere, that was the rule.
And if you're the employee, if you work at a place like that, you take your gloves off every time just to touch your phone, because you're not going to make a pizza with everything you touch and then touch your phone with that. So maybe that in those industries, if you're back in the kitchen, it actually is better for lack of phone usage.
So why not just take whatever's working there?
Yeah.
At every, you know, food service pizza place around the country and then implement that in schools. Or should we give the pizza place $13 million to combat the problem?
Hey, can you come up with the plan that will cost us nothing else because we gave you the money?
We'll pay you. We'll pay small businesses millions of dollars if you can tell us how you do it.
Because it is small businesses. I mean, they're the ones that they have to make sure they're getting productivity out of each and every employee. They know exactly what to do.
But I as soon as I said it, it's like it's all flooding back into my memory. If there's nothing to do, you can always clean.
There's always something.
That was the message.
If my boss walked up to me and said, Beamer, what are you doing? And I said, well, there's nothing to do. Mm-mm, wrong answer. There's always something. We can start prepping for tomorrow. What do you mean there's nothing to do?
Mm-hmm. On the text board, somebody's saying, as a young teacher of high school students, it's amazing how bad the cell phone problem is. The parents just call or text their kids all day during my class.
That's insane.
And then get mad at me when I reach out to them at parent-teacher conferences when I say to them, if they need to reach to their student, please go through the school or during a passing time. Yeah, I can see that being a huge problem for teachers. Just, what are you doing? And
do you know if when we were in school, if text was a thing like it is now, and I texted one of my parents something, the response would be, why are you on your phone?
Well, I would never be texting my parents.
I'm just saying, but could you imagine? Like, but we hear so much of that. This isn't the first time we've heard.
If I was that teacher, I would be so much angrier when I found out that it was the parents that they're doing. Like, it's one thing for you to be like texting somebody else, but like you're talking to your parents, and your parents are talking to you school.
You're texting Brian two rows over. This class sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, all right, I get it. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, no, I would not be. I would not have my parents on speed dial while I'm at school. I'm just saying. Could you imagine if I had texted my parents in school for any reason? The response wouldn't have been a response to the text. It would have been, why are you on your phone? Your phone shouldn't even be turned on.
You want my real Don Cherry stance on this? My like old man, crazy suit. It all started when they let you wear a hat inside a school. Everything went downhill from there.
I didn't know they let you wear a hat in school. I was never allowed to wear a hat in school.
Exactly. And then they let the hats go, and the whole thing went to hell after that.
I was going to say, I mean, up to my graduation, I was spitting gum out every time I got caught.
Yeah.
No gum, no hat.
If you want my Don Cherry, there it is. Your slippery slope there. You know, today, every day is a holiday for something, Joe. Do you know what today is?
I don't. I did not check out the email.
National Hot Sauce Day.
Oh.
like National Hot Sauce Day. 74% of people eat their food with hot sauce.
I had hot sauce last night.
I think that's a dumb poll question. I mean, I like hot sauce, but eat their food with hot sauce, like everything? I wasn't putting it on the beef and noodles I had last night.
No.
Doesn't mean I don't like hot sauce.
That's a good point. I'm going to have it tonight. I'm going to make myself a nice little salad, and my dressing, low-carb dressing, is some avocado oil mayonnaise mixed with Frank's hot sauce. Delicious.
Here is what I was interested in. 67% of people who like their hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's National Hot Sauce Day. Say they stick to their favorite brand of hot sauce. Do you?
Most times. But you know me. If I'm shopping at one place, Aldi, who only has their brand, Frank's, I'm sorry, you're taking a back seat until that bottle's over, because I'm not going to jump to another store. So most of, like right now, there's Frank's in my fridge, but I can't say that 100% of the time there's Frank's in my fridge.
Well, this is a couple of years old. But this is Instacart compiled a list of the top 10 hot sauces in the nation by, you know, how much they... So store brands are probably not going to be on this, but
right.
They have Sriracha is number one, which I never really think of as hot, but it is. Two is Frank's.
There it is.
Tapatio, number five. You know, it's got the little wood cap, the guy with the sombrero.
Oh.
That's how.
Could not have told you what that was, but I know the bottle.
Texas Pete, at number seven.
Very popular in the Mid-South.
Tabasco's number six, which I thought that would have been higher. It's like the average, but it's probably a little more expensive. I am I like to try a bunch of different things. I don't like to buy the same hot sauce twice.
No, yeah. I
spread it around.
I am not adventurous. Is that the right word? I'm not adventurous when it comes to hot sauce. Again, I'll
try something different.
I'll have Texas Pete because when, you know, I'm going down to Tech Games, anytime we stop somewhere, it's Texas Pete. But I think Tabasco's overrated. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Tabasco sauce. So I'll stick with Frank's.
I think I like to try it around because I'm still waiting for one to...
really hit?
Yeah, because I go down this list. I don't know if I could tell you the difference. You know, you really stuck me to it. I could probably pick out Frank's.
So I could pick out Frank's and I could tell Tabasco, because like I said, I think Tabasco's overrated. But yeah, you give me Texas Pete, Heinz, Louisiana. I'm not picking those three out.
I wouldn't be able to do it. But
I'm not sure I've ever had Sriracha sauce either. So.
Oh, I'm sure you have. There's no way you have. I hear it enough. That you've had to have had it.
Okay,
before.
I've never taken it out of that Sriracha, because that has a very distinct bottle. I've never poured it out of that bottle.
Yeah, you've never bought it, put it in the fridge.
I've never knowingly had it on something, but you're right, maybe it's been mixed into something.
Well, happy National Hot Sauce Day to everybody.
Yeah. Enjoy.
I always, you know, if I'm thinking right now about doing a little Kansas City barbecue on Sunday. Hot sauce always goes in the barbecue.
I don't like that. Nothing Kansas City.
That's what you do. Play the other team, he rolls it up. We've done that for every Kansas City game.
Yeah.
Except the games we've lost.
Oh, okay. Then don't listen to me.
Yeah. So there we go. All right, well, happy Hot Sauce Day. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Can't wait. Be back here tomorrow at 9. David's up next after the news with Lucas on WBEN.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.